In your Bibles, book of 2 Timothy tonight, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and indeed a joy to be in the Lord's house on a Sunday night. Hope you come looking for the Word tonight. I believe the Lord's got something for us that'll help us as we journey along this life, and I'm glad for the Word of God. Amen. And so we bless the good name of the Lord. Now, months ago, I preached out of this chapter, read all the verses, but I really dealt with the last days as talking about in the first part of this chapter. I'll look at these latter verses and in the first few verses of chapter 4 tonight, try to preach as God directs our heart, try to help us tonight in the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, you're will and able to stand. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and beginning in verse number 14. Verse number 14 tonight. The Bible says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, freely furnished, and all good works." Then chapter 4 and verse 1, he said, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight one more time that you've given us to look in the Word of God. I pray now for a little while you'll strengthen my voice and my body. Oh, I pray that you'd give people a receptive heart tonight. Lord, we realize that without the touch of the Holy Ghost, regardless of what I say or try to do, Lord, it'll be nothing without you. Lord, I pray for that one that's here, that's on that broad way headed to an eternal burning hell. I pray tonight the Holy Ghost, I convict them. Lord, they repent and be saved. Help your people, oh God. Lord, tonight I just want to say thank you for giving me your word. Thank you, Lord, that I know it's true. Thank you, Lord, that I know it's forever settled in heaven. And Lord, everything you do tonight, we'll praise you and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach tonight out of these verses, God being my helper, on this subject. Why so much emphasis on the Word? Why so much emphasis on the Word? As we are here tonight in each service, we gather around the Word of God. Now, in the modern day we live in, there are churches around that have got where they no longer look at the Word. It's more of an entertainment session, a little time of music, a little time of sharing, and that's all you get. But at Gateway, our heart desires is to always major on the Word of God. Everything we're doing tonight gets us ready to hear, have the preaching of the Word of God. All the songs are to get our hearts tender and get our attention upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And as our Sunday school and in the preaching hours, we try to major on the Word. We're in a day that seems strange to this world, especially among the religious world. It doesn't seem like they're as interested in it as some are. But ladies and gentlemen, there's three reasons in our text why we put so much emphasis on the Word of God. He said there in chapter 4 and verse 2, he said, "Preach the Word. Hey, that's why we stick with a text, look at a text. It's to see what the Lord has to say to us at this time of gathering. Now, as we look at these three things, oh, why so much emphasis on the Word? Can I say, first of all, it is because of the message of the Word. And that message is a message of deliverance. Hey, I say tonight, nobody in here can save anybody else. Amen. My message is not important, but God's message really is important tonight. Friend, the very message of the Word of God, it pulls us into the Word and lets us see that man is lost and condemned without God, and he must be delivered, and the only deliverance is in Christ Jesus the Lord. This Bible is what showed me tonight first that I was a sinner. Amen. I didn't know I was lost until this Bible declared it to me. Hey, a lost person ain't interested in spiritual things. They're not. They're interested in their way, in what they think, what they want to do. But I want to tell you, when this Bible was opened to me one day and declared to me, I saw in the pages of the Word of God that I was a sinner. Not just everybody else, but that I was a sinner. Hey, I'm glad somebody wasn't afraid to preach me the Word. Amen. There's some say, well, I don't want to offend. That's some that cry on television. They won't preach against sin. They say that'll offend. Well, I'm going to tell you, if the Word offends, then it'll have to offend. But friend, it'll help you. Amen. It's the Word that tells us there's none righteous, Romans 3:10. There's none righteous, no, not one. It tells us there's none good there in verse number 12. None good, no, not one. It tells us in verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hey, you are a sinner if you're not saved tonight. There's only two classes of people in this world, lost and saved. There's no middle ground. There's no purgatory. Hey, there ain't none of that. Hey, you're either saved or you're lost. And this Bible revealed to me I was lost one day. Hey, this Bible also revealed to us that the Savior paid our debt. Amen. We find the Bible declares unto us. I thought about this verse early today. I mean, boy, God stirred my heart for the last several days. Here's what the Bible said in Galatians 3 and verse 24. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. This Bible's the schoolmaster, and it brought us to Christ. Hey, I didn't know he died for me till the Word told me. Amen. Hey, it showed me I was lost, but it showed me there was hope, and his name's Jesus. Amen. Hey, the Word of God declares that to us. Hey, we find the Bible teaches us there in the book of Romans and at chapter number 5, and I can quote them, but I'd rather just read it straight out. Out to you tonight in chapter 5 and verse 6 through 8, he said, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for us. I died for the ungodly. Hey, for scarce is for a righteous man. Well, one die yet peradventure. For a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How'd you learn that? The Bible. The Bible. Oh, friend, that's why you need to, when you witness, give them the Word. Amen. And I'm going to say this, and this unnerves some folk across the country, but it's right. Nobody's ever got saved apart from the Word. Amen. That's what the Word said. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How did I get saving faith? The Word of God. Hey, it let me know that Christ took my place. We learned that the message of the Word of God is a message. Hey, it lets us know we can be, my friend, set free. The Bible said over there in John 8 and verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He said in verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Hey, tonight I can't get no more free than I am. Amen. Christ set me free. the truth. Amen. Hey, friend, tonight, the reason we keep putting all this out, giving the word, is because the message of the word of God is that of deliverance, and man must be delivered. Amen. Hey, not only that, let me say this, number two. Not only we put emphasis because of the message of the word is deliverance, but number two, because of the material of the word is divine. This is not just a book. Amen. You see, in our text, I talked about that message. Hey, from a child that's known the Holy Scriptures, make it wise unto salvation. That's the message of deliverance. Hey, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is proper for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hey, we find that the very material of this Bible is of a divine nature. Hey, this Bible is not just a mere man-made book or a written book. This is a divine book. Amen. He said all Scripture, not some. Amen. Now, I don't say something right here. I get bothered when I hear folk attack this King James Bible. Why does it bother? Because it's God's Word. Amen. They'll say, well, them italicized words, they weren't in there. The writers put it. Hey, you hear me right here. God controlled this thing. Amen. Hey, all, not some, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That word inspiration means God breathed. Amen. You realize what's in your lap or laying next to you is a breathing book? Amen. Hey, this book ain't never died. Amen. It's alive. Eh? Hey, you see, for its author is God. There was some penmen used, yes, but the author is God. Amen. You say, preacher, how is that? Listen to me. God told those men what to write. They didn't write anything they weren't supposed to. Amen. Hey, well, today that lazy crowd don't believe that, but it don't matter what they believe. This Bible lets us know, hey, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hey, what's that word moved mean, preacher? Carried along. Hey, he's the one that let that pen flow as they wrote. He gave them what to say, and those men wrote it down just like God said. This is God's book. Amen. The author is God. Hey, the accuracy of this book. I said this morning, I just feel really impressed to say it again. I don't need history to back this book up. This book will back history up. Amen. Hey, let me give you some illustrations right there. There's a day in the medical field, they used to bleed people to death. You know why they're bleeding people to death? They didn't know the Bible. For the Bible said that the life of the flesh is in what? The blood. Amen. Hey, do you realize that that crowd in days gone by that thought the world was flat, had they read the Bible, they'd know this world was a circle. Amen. Are you listening to me? Hey, there's a whole lot of stuff that they'd already know had they went to God's book first. Amen. Hey, it's accurate. There ain't anything wrong with this book. It is infallible. That big fancy words means it's not capable of failing. It is inerrant. That means without error. There's not one, are you listening to me? Not one error in this Bible. Amen. Hey, here's one of the things they like to throw out. Around the Chronicles, Samuel's and the kings, they talk about one writer say this king was a certain age and in another place mentioned a certain. You got to remember something. At that younger age, he had somebody ruling with him. But the older he got, the more control they got. That's right. There ain't nothing wrong with the Bible. Amen. And I'm going to go back to them attacks. I was worried some of you don't even know what I mean. I can show you after a while. Here, some folk don't notice it, but there's words that aren't attacked. And there's a crowd, they really hate that. They really attack it. And over in the book of Deuteronomy, it says, man not live by bread alone. Well, there's a word in italics there in that verse. But when Jesus quotes it in the book of Matthew, there ain't no italicized word. How is that? God put it down right. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that Bible you got is accurate. You say, you preach this stuff along. I am. Probably in about 3 more months, I'll preach her again. Amen. Why? Hey, we got new folk coming. They didn't know where we stand. That's right. Hey, I love folk coming, but I'll tell you something. Hey, if you expect us to change, you can forget it. Amen. We are standing on the Word of God. Amen. It isn't accurate, but hey, I want to say this. It is the authority. Amen. You know, when I preach, it is not me the authority. It is this book. Amen. That's why, preacher boys, I tell you over and over again, preach that text. Amen. It is your authority. You have no authority without it. Amen. Hey, what am I going to do without the Word of God? I just might as well get me something over in the corner and beat on it, because it'd do a lot more good if I don't have the book. Amen. Hey, we find it is the authority. Oh, yeah. This supersedes man's law. Amen. This Bible teaches us, yes, we pay taxes. Yes, we do those things. But, hey, this book, it supersedes their law. If they pass a law that's wrong according to this book's still right. We still have to stand with it. That's why we believe abortion's murder. Amen. Life's inside that womb. It ain't just a fetus, it's a child. Amen. Hey, it ain't a choice. The choice is before you got involved in all that. Say amen right there. Hey, I'm saying this Bible is our authority today. That's why I don't like hearing these guys say, well, a better rendering. You're attacking the authority. Who are you? Who are they? Amen. Hey, I ain't touching his book. It's right. Hey, you can live by it and die by it. It is the Word of God. I want to say this before I move on. This Bible don't just contain the Word. It is the Word. Amen. All of it. So we see that its message is out of deliverance. Its material is that which is divine. Then let me say number 3 in verse 17. The ministry of the Word is development. For the Bible said in verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, fully furnished unto all good works. Hey, you want to grow? Get in this Bible. I have a lot of times people come by, they want to know the will of God and they want to grow as a Christian. But I'm going to tell you this. If you don't read that Bible daily, you ain't never going to grow. You ain't never going to know the will of God for your life. I will throw this in. I might preach on the revealed will of God for long. But I want to tell you something. There's some things revealed to be the will of God for us. It ain't whether it convicted you yet or not. Hello. That's right. There's some things, our sanctification, our separation. Oh, hey, the will of God. It ain't saying if you like it. It said this is the will of God. Amen. Hey, we find that this Bible develops us. It helps us to grow. You cut a child off from its milk, it'll die. As a child gets old, you don't give it some meat, it'll die. Amen. Hey, your spiritual man needs that Word to grow. Let me say this, and I move along. I'll be done in just a moment. Can I say this to you? We find in the Scripture, this Bible, the reason I say it's a ministry of development, this Bible's a map to give direction. The Bible declares us in Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This Bible will guide you. Amen. Now, here's what I want to say this to you. Now move on. This Bible will never lead you into sin. It'll lead you from sin. Amen. Oh, that's right. Hey, it's a map. You really want to know how to live your life? You really want to know how to go through this? This Bible, it'll show. It's a map for direction. Hey, it's a mirror for discipline.
For Psalm 119 and verse 9, the Bible said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. He said in the book of James, in James chapter 1 and verse 23 through 25, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man should be blessed in his deeds. Hey, this Bible is like a mirror. It's going to show a side of you you don't want to see. Amen. That's right. Now, there's days when I read the Bible, oh, what a thrill, what a thrill. Hey, it does. Excites my heart. There's other days I bow my head and I say, oh, wretched man that I am. Amen. Why? It's showing me. Amen. You know what? That mirror I shaved in this morning just told the truth. That's my problem. That's what's going on in my life. Hey, this Bible's showing you. That's right. That's why we make emphasis on the word. It is a mirror for discipline. Let me say this, and I'm done. It's a manual for discretion. The Bible said there in Psalm 119, verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. It's good to memorize scripture, because when temptation comes, the Holy Ghost will bring it to your remembrance. You'll be able to say no to your temptation. Amen. Hey, get that book in you and let it help you. Amen. Hey, it'll help you have a discretion. Should I do it or should I not? Well, that book will say yes or no to it. Amen. Some folk won't talk about gray areas of the Bible. I really ain't found none of them, be real honest with you. It's pretty cut and dry if we just read it right. Amen. That's right, fellas. It just says what it says. Amen. Hey, we find that the message is deliverance. It's material is divine, and its ministry is that of development. Hey, I know that this simple, scattered a little bit, but I want to tell you something. I want you to grow. I really do. I want to grow. I ain't done growing. I think if we ever get to a place we think we're right and we know everything, we're in trouble. Amen. I still find new and fresh things every time I read this Bible. It's amazing. I've got other books. I've read them more than once, some of them, and they said the same thing. Not a new thing in it. But this Bible's amazing. It comes alive as you read it. It'll help you. May the Lord help us indeed to put this book in us and practice it as we walk in this old world. This world's full of sin. And we need the Word of God to direct us through this world. Amen. Father, take this thought tonight. Use it. I pray for thy glory. I thank you, Lord, for letting us be here on this Sunday night. Lord, you're so much better to us than we are to you. Lord, you've never failed us. You've never left us. And Lord, I pray, help us, Lord, to always look into thy Word. In Jesus' name, heads bowed, eyes closed. Just gave you a message. You stand tonight. It could be that you've been struggling with something and God's been speaking to you by his word. Won't you come let the Lord help you with it in the old-fashioned altar tonight? Could be you're here lost. Word of God's revealed that to you tonight. Come, be saved tonight. While we sing this altar, so maybe you're burdened about something. Won't you come?